3D printers in a lab at UTSA are printing out tiny parts for a cup. Mechanical engineering professor Lyle Hood holds up a finished one and says this device is designed to hold a severed finger. It'll keep the finger healthy while doctors move a patient to a place where they can reattach it.
So the organ-containing chamber is going to have a fluid in it that's going to keep whatever organ we're maintaining neutrally buoyant. It's going to just sit in space, not fall, not rise, and be kept hydrated. During that time, also from the second chamber, we're going to be pumping blood substitute throughout the organ to maintain its oxygenation and the health.
This device is called Ulysses. It's designed to help keep organs and limbs healthy for at least 24 hours and possibly much longer. That's a lot longer than a standard beverage cooler can keep organs and limbs healthy, which would not just help soldiers on the battlefield. Hood says it would also be a game changer for civilians awaiting organ transplants.
Instead of them having to be within a 1 hour driving radius, perhaps now we can go out to 3 or 4 hours, as the Ulysses system is going to maintain the organ for 3 to 5 times longer than the current technologies.
Healthier organs will mean fewer rejections, and being able to keep organs healthy for longer will improve the supply. According to Donate Life Texas, more than 20 people die in the United States every day due to the lack of available organs for transplant. But the primary focus, at least for now, is combat injuries. The Department of Defense is funding this research, and UT Health and Brooke Army Medical Center also have people working on this project. Bonnie Petrie, Texas Public Radio News.